There was always a ship burning in the orbit of Talon's star. Above the war world, battles never ceased, as both sides fought to control the key approaches. Battle groups came together in spirals of silent light and broke apart again, leaving the cooling debris of their meeting. Even in the orbits close to the system's star, ships clashed, as they tried to skim the gravity and radiation-thick zones to reach Talon itself. Further out, on the system edge, battle groups ran the outer reaches of the Oort cloud, hunting for ships fresh from the warp. Battle light never left the skies above Talon, but the coming of the Golden Fleet brought a fire to the void like no other. The first ships to meet the Golden Fleet were a battle group bound to Perturabo's command. Their challenges were answered with reassurances and respect. They were on the same side, said the ships of the Golden Fleet. They had come to answer the Lord of Iron's call. Of course they would accept forces onto their bridges and move in system under escort. Of course. The mistress of the Golden Fleet waited until they crossed the distance from Black System Edge to Dead World. Then, every ship in the Golden Fleet ran its guns out and turned the ships escorting them into wreckage and burning dust. The forces sent onto her ships were contained, ambushed, and slaughtered. The rest of Perturabo's forces scrambled to intercept the Golden Fleet, but it was already accelerating, bearing down on the dead planet like a sheath of fire arrows falling from a night sky. It fired at every ship that came against them, killing many and leaving others as bleeding wrecks to tumble in their wake. From her throne, the fleet's mistress watched as the planet grew fat in the bridge's viewport. Signals from the forces opposing Perturabo called out from ships and from Talon itself. They went unanswered. She had made her judgment. Ships from both sides filled the close orbits of Talon. Support fleets held station at different hemispheres, trading turbolaser fire at landers. Both sides had sensed a lull and rushed to drop supplies and troops onto the surface. Bulk Promethean carriers, munitions barges and macro landers moved beneath shells of escorts. They were vulnerable, but both sides had deployed so that they were screened from enemy fire. They had not prepared for a battle fleet striking them from another quarter. The Golden Fleet hit a school of bulk carriers which had just begun to sink into the planet's atmosphere. Above them, 10 battlecruisers held station to protect them. They fired at the Golden Fleet. Flame swallowed shields and gouged the gilded ship's hulls, but they kept coming. They had selected their targets hours before, while Talon was still just a bright dot to the naked eye. They did not know or care what allegiance their targets were. The lead ships of the Golden Fleet peeled back, scraps of shredded shields trailing them. The ships behind them were true battlecruisers, their hulls studded with weaponry, their armour thick under skins of gold. The Nova cannons in their prows had been loaded, and the time triggers in each warhead were already running. If they did not fire, they would die. But their command crews had come from the nightless moons of Creda, and they had fought this way for their mistress many times before. They began to burn, their hulls shedding stone and molten metal as they rode down into the teeth of their enemy's guns. Ripples of shells and beams of energy struck their shields and slammed into their prows. The sphere of Talon filled the views of their bridges, its gravity tugging them down. The fuel transports and their escorts realized the attacker's intent and began to scatter. Heavy with fuel, they began to break formation, but by then it was too late. The Golden Fleet fired. A deluge of Nova shells hit the fuel transports. A flattened sun spread above Talon. The energy waves skimmed outwards, catching ships and orbital platforms in a freeze-frame instant. Hulls the size of great cities split and spilled the blood of their reactors into the burning storm. And the tide surged on, growing in seconds and feeding off ships too slow to slip its embrace. The Golden Fleet fired their engines and flipped over. Kilometers of metal and stone screamed under the forces twisting through their hulls. They rose into the empty void as behind them a skin of fire spilled across Talon's skies, fizzing with the death of ships. Down on the surface, A false dawn ran across the night side of the planet. Showers of burning debris fell like golden coins, scattered from a hand. At the poles, auroras of fire and starlight hung in curtains against the sky. The Golden Fleet left, running for the system edge and the cold black beyond, the light of its inexplicable act of judgment chasing the ships until they dived back into the warp. Shock rippled through all the remaining forces in the system. Talan's disputed orbits had been stripped, the ever-shifting battle for their control reset to neutral. It took even the Iron Warriors a long moment to realize they were facing both the greatest opportunity and most dire threat since the Battle of Talan had begun. In a time that would come later, scholars and poets would give that night a name to mark its place in time. They named it the Inferno Tide.